Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
May is being celebrated as Child Month. And while we wish our children the best of health, there are illnesses that can set in and shake our faith. Rheumatic fever is one such disease. We zoom in on that. Stay with us. Rheumatic fever is one of the most common causes of acquired heart disease seen in childhood. The condition is as interesting as it is strange.
It is the result of a sore throat by a particular germ called Streptococcus. For short, it is called strep throat. That sore throat in a child usually is quite severe, gives rise to fever, difficulty in swallowing. So unlike sore throats in adults, which are usually caused by a virus. And so sometimes parents are not particularly overtly concerned about the sore throat in the child, thinking it's the kind of sore throat he or she might have had before.
Chairman of the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Knox Hagley. Joint pains, fever, skin rash, changes in the brain, and ultimately changes in the heart are conditions that a child can be left suffering from if strep throat is not treated.
There are three layers in the heart. Rheumatic fever can affect all three layers. It's probably most well known for its damage to the valves. It's the leading cause of valvular heart disease. And if a valve is damaged, it may either become too narrow or become incompetent because it is not remaining closed or shut when it should. And there are four valves in the heart which may be affected. And so what happens over a period of time when the damage of the valve has an impact, together the damage of the muscle, it may lead to deterioration in the heart function and even cardiac failure.
Majority of the surgical treatment of heart disease in children result from congenital and rheumatic heart disease. And in many cases, the problem could have been prevented.
Here we're talking about rheumatic fever. First of all, it's to recognize that a sore throat in a child is a potentially serious problem. And so that child should be seen by the doctor as soon as possible. Secondly, if the diagnosis is made of a strep throat, recognize that the treatment, the antibiotic which is usually given, has to be given for at least 10 days. If that is done, rheumatic fever will be prevented.
However, he says even after the child receives the antibiotic, he or she may be at risk for a recurrence.
The parents and the child are advised to take a monthly injection of an antibiotic, a penicillin antibiotic, and it lasts for 4 weeks. And once that is given, the level of antibiotic in the blood is sufficient to prevent the recurrence of the problem.
Chairman of the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Knox Hagley. That's our program for today. Join us again next time.
Here's a business development opportunity from the NHT.
Do you live in an NHT housing scheme? Do you have an innovative idea or a business ready for takeoff?
Now start or grow your business through the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge.
Get business mentorship and training. Be among top enterprises to share a development awards package of over $10 million.
Enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge today.
Deadline May 16. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund
for Gender Equality.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.